My soul get happy. My soul get happy. That's what it does. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This first Sunday of August, we give God all the honor. We give him all the praise. Why? Because he is so worthy to be praised. We thank all our partners and listeners for jumping on with us this morning as we continue to go before the throne room of God on today. Just giving him all the praise because he is to be exalted all at all times. All ye nations, give praises unto the Lord. Sing to the Lord. Why? Because he is worthy, and this is what he has done. He has granted us new mercies on today, a new beginning for us to get it all right all over again in his presence. We are just so elated that we have made it thus far in this year. It is the eighth month of the year, and God knows time is just going by, and time waits for nobody. So as we continue to move on, we are going to move on in the right path and on the right track, and that is with God. God is our everything, and we are going to make it known. So all ye nations, do not stay closed mouth. Let everybody know who God is in your life. Let him know. Let them know that he is worthy. And without him, you're nobody. So don't you be closed mouth about who God is in your life. We are just so grateful in our absence of our great apostle today, who God has chosen to give another assignment. We just pray that healing virtue, delivering virtue, whatever God has for him, be delivered as he touched the hearts of the multitude. And we, ADM, we're going to keep on pushing on. Nigeria, we're going to keep pushing on. Kenya, we're going to keep pushing on. United Kingdom, keep pushing on. Fiji, keep pushing on. And everybody that's under the sound of my voice, let me tell you all something. It is so great. I am just so thankful on this morning that God put a fresh breath into our bodies. We got a new anointing. We got another chance to start life all over again. Don't you slumber and don't you sleep. I'm talking to you across the water as well. Don't you slumber and don't you sleep. Get up on your feet. Praise the Lord with me. Allow him to know that he is just so worthy. He is awesome. He is marvelous, and he is magnificent. So I'm going to sit and turn it over this morning to our own Mother Helen. We call her Mother OG with her words of wisdom, with her more her southern welcome, the welcome that's going to put you at the end of your seat and tell you to come on, let go, let God, and just enjoy the ride. Mother Helen, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone under the sound of my voice. Oh, my God. God is so good. On behalf of Apostle Temple Spencer, our ADM family, we welcome you. We welcome our overseas listeners. We welcome our local listeners. Everyone that's on this line, we just welcome you. And as I always say, look, sit back, fasten your seatbelt, enjoy the ride, and get ready to hear a rhema of words from God. And again, we say you are so very, very welcome. God bless you, evangelist.
God bless you. Thank you, Mother Helen. As always, we are so grateful to hear your words of wisdom with so much sincerity. Mother Helen said a key thing, enjoy the ride. I'm telling you, saints, God is moving, and guess what? We are moving with him. The words that are coming out of his people's mouth at this point in time is doing a new thing is taking place. And all you need to do is be that person that says, here's my ticket. I want to ride. Here's my ticket. I want to be in compliance. Here's my ticket. And let's go. Because God, like I said, he is moving. Even those signs and wonders, they say one thing, the pandemic, the levels are raising up again. I sit and tell you to stay in the presence of the Lord. because he is our protector. He is the Holy Spirit, is our guide. And as long as we are taking care of ourselves and doing everything and following all safety and health measures, we should be in a place, a safe place. Because guess what? You don't even have to worry about driving. All you need to do is be sit on the side and let God take us to the place that he has already prepared for us. How many kingdom citizens do I have on the line this morning? How many citizens are ready to have on earth as it is in heaven? That's preparing their mind for the newness. That's preparing their mind for greatness. That has sat and said, Father, I can't do this by myself. Please forgive me. I want Jesus as my Lord and Savior. So I'm telling you, my hand is the first to be up. And I know all over this God's land, understand this, people, this is God's land. I have a whole bunch more that's really and ready as well. There are no announcements this morning. So what we're going to do, we're going to move on, and we're going to ask Brother Ron to bring the prayer for us this morning. Good morning, Brother Ron.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, ADM. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us into the grace of your presence today, oh Lord. Today I will talk about change. Today I will talk about change. It says no matter who you are or what you've done, God will receive you into his family. Completely, he will receive you. Now let me tell you something. Do not go around trying to play reindeer games with God. Do not do that. Do not do that. Stay on your path. Stay on your line. Stay on your, keep God first with everything that you do. Going around playing reindeer games with God will not be the answer to your decision what later on goes through life. God is the most wonderful God. God is the most powerful God. And I will leave you with that. God is most wonderful and powerful. And keep the faith always. God bless you.
God bless you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you this morning, Father God, because you are our great, you are our creator, Father God. You are our deliverer, Father God. As we, Father God, press through the crowd, Father, the multitude, Father God, to grab hold to your garment, Father God, so we may be delivered, Father God, so we may receive your healing virtue, Father God, so we may receive your delivering virtue, Father God, so Father God, that we can be made whole, Father God, and be in your image, Father God, likewise like you, Father God, having a mindset, having a knowing, having an attitude change. Lord, as we come before you this morning, Lord, we ask you to renew our mind, Father, creating us a clean heart, Father. Anything, Father God, that is hindering us, Father God, from being closer to you, just keeping us from drawing nearer to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bind it up right now, Father God. We bind it, Father God, but we loose, Father God, all of your fruits of the Spirit, Father God. We loose them, Father God, so our attitude, our mindset, Father God, our conduct, Father God, will be coming to you, Father God. So we, Father God, the words that come out of our mouths, Lord Jesus, will be acceptable to you, Father God. Our path, Father God, our feet will be put on the right path, Father God, and we shall walk in peace, Lord Jesus, not worrying about what's going on the next block, Father God, or what's going on ahead of us, Father God, but because, Lord Jesus, we're walking in peace with you, and the Holy Spirit is our guide, we worry about nothing, Father God. We continue, Lord Jesus, to hold on to your unchanging hands, Lord, as you create the plans, as you change the direction, as you lead us, Father God, and we just thank you on this morning, Father God. We ask you, Lord, to to go into the hospital rooms this morning, Father God. We know that COVID is running rampant, Father God. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to blow a fresh anointing on those hospital rooms, Father God. Break every yoke, Lord Jesus, that's trying to hold people down, Father God. But as you're breaking them, Lord, let people know, Father God, that they have to be, they must be obedient to the laws of the land, Father God. Lord Jesus, we just ask you to continue, Father God, to let your precious will be done in our life, Father God. Let us not lean on our own understanding, Lord, but to trust you in every facet of our life, Father God. Yes, we may go through some trials and some tribulations, Lord, but as we continue, Father God, to trust in you, Father God, as we continue, Father God, to bury self, Father God, and just allow you, Father God, to consume us with your Holy Ghost power, Father, that we will continue, Lord, to be victorious, Father God. So, Lord, as we continue on with this word today, Lord Jesus, we just ask you to allow us to decrease, Father God, and allow you to increase, Father God, and allow the change, Father God, that is necessary to come through, Father God. Break any barriers, Father God. Break any obstacles, Father God. We see the light, Lord Jesus. Just continue to guide us, Father, to the end of the tunnel. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord, we pray. We say amen, amen, and amen. Listen, saints, I'm telling you, on today I am in a whole nother way. The Holy Ghost is just here. The presence of the Lord is here. All we need to do is tap in, calm down, just relax, and know that God is God all by himself. Know that God is the way maker. He's the healer. He's the deliverer. He is the master plan. He loved us so much that he allowed us, he gave us his only begotten son to come back by his blood. His blood has already paved the way for us. All we need to do is be steadfast, immovable, and continue to be obedient. The Holy Spirit is our comforter. It is our guide. And we must be into a place where we die. Self-reliance is not a good thing when you are in the presence of the Lord. I'm not telling you not to be in a place of independence. But just know that God is the first priority. Without God, we're nothing. The word says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. And as long as we're seeking him, just know that God is going to pave the way. As long as we're staying in the center mass of his will, God is going to continue to carry us through. Why? Because it is his promises to do so. So on today, we're going to say yes and amen to the promises of the Lord, and we're going to do a recalculation of ourselves so we can adjust ourselves to remain in his presence, to remain focused. Although the cares and the snares will come up against you, you are to continue to keep your vision frontward and keep moving on and allow God to be your guide. So we just say hallelujah this morning. Thank you, Jesus, as we praise his holy name. We give you all the praises. We exalt thee. And, Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for allowing us to be a part of this service this morning because many didn't make it. So you counted us favorable, Father God. And we thank you for your favor, Father God. We thank you for your mercy. And we thank you for your grace. Listen, God is good all the time, and I don't have a problem with letting him know. As I previously stated, Apostle Temple is on another speaking engagement assignment. So on this morning, we are going to minister. Chiquita will be our speaker for this morning. Let's give her our undivided attention. Allow the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us as we continue on our journey for today. Good morning, Minister Chiquita.
Good morning, Evangelist. Good morning, Saints. Good morning, ADM, and good morning, Pastor Lynn. what an awesome day to praise the Lord. Today is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to bask in it joyfully, thank you. Today is the day that God brings forth our presence, God, and we're going to ask you today again. Open all minds and ears, God, and all hearts, God, so we will be able to receive the word that you're pouring into us today, oh God. We thank you, God, for this, oh God. As you decrease in us, oh God, and increase in you, oh God, we thank you, God, for this day, oh God. We thank you, God. Today's topic today is, how strong is your faith, saints? How strong is your faith? I have a few questions for you today, saints. Are we truly believing in God? Are we truly, truly believing in the promises that God has for our life? Are we truly, saints? We get in mindsets to where we get wholeheartedly unsatisfied with the things in our life, and we tend to want to blame them on God when God truly tells us that he will provide a way for us, but we won't heed to it. So, saints, I can attest to this because once before in my life, in the past me, I did not believe in anything. I couldn't even believe in myself. I had to understand that to believe in myself, I had to understand, I had to believe in God for him to come into me, for me to believe that God is going to do the things he said he's going to do for you. So today, saints, we're going to be reading from the Bible, the verse Psalms 37, the Psalms of David, and we're going to be reading Psalms 37. 3-7. And it states, trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pastures. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your ways to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will do this. He will make you righteous and reward shine like the dawn, your vindication like the noonday sun before the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when you see people succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked ways. So, saints, God stands on his promises for our life. It states right there, he delights. Take delight in the Lord. He delights. He delights. And this is from the NIV version. The English Standard Version says, take delight in your heart, and he will give you the desire of your heart. Commit your ways to the Lord and trust in him, and he will act. That is an action where God acts, and he gives you the things that you want into life. But are you wholeheartedly seeking him the way you should be? Are you wholeheartedly or half-heartedly in your relationship with God, saints? Are you giving him your all? Are you laying down your all in front of him, saints? See, we got to get out of ourselves and allow God to do the things and bring forth the manifestation that he truly wants us in our life. God wants you to win. God doesn't want you to suffer. Things are going to go on in your life, but you have to trust God that he's already made the way. You have to believe that he's already made the way. You have to get it in your spirit that you know he's making the way for you, saints. It's something that is so detrimental for your life. It brings you so much peace. It brings you so much closure on different things once you go and lay yourself down in front of him and lay yourself before him and tell God what you wholeheartedly want. And are you acting out the things that you wholeheartedly want? Are you making the provisions for what you wholeheartedly want in front of God? He will lead your way, saints. You cannot get into a mindset to where you think you can do it by yourself because you can't. God gave us the best manual for our life. It's called the Holy Bible. We will sit down and take the time and study other things of the world and will not study the things of God that will bring enrichments of our life and get to a state in mind to where we're in a dark place and we want to go to God. Now we want to seek his place. So once you at that point, you rise up from that. You have to believe that God can take you to far, far beyond where you believe in your mind that he can take you. This is something that I had to understand in my old life. I didn't have a belief in nothing. I did not trust nothing until I understood what God stands for in my life. Understand that God was the architect. He's the one that's doing everything that's around us. He's the one that's got us on a steady, clear path. If we believe, if we lead and heed ourselves to him, if we do the things that we say that we are supposed to do before him, he will give us the things that we delight in our heart, saints. If we believe, if we take our relationship with him more boldly as we do, he wants us to love on him like we love our bae, as we love the most thing that you, your favorite, he wants you to love him. Just as the strongest love that you have for your child, as a mother love a child, he wants that love from you. As a father loves a daughter, he wants that love from you. As he wants the love, that strong love attachment to him, so he knows that you love him. No matter what, you're not going to turn your back on him and move wayward and move sideways in him when something goes wrong. You're going to let your faith going to go strong. Stronger in him, not weary in him when you know things are going to go wrong. So you set your mind on him regardless of the things that's going on around you. God knows what's going to happen before you know it's going to happen. So that's why we have to become in a place in our life to know that God's going to do what he said he's going to do always. We must trust in him. We must try Jesus no matter what, to keep our mind, our heart, and our spirit on God no matter what, because God's going to do, like I said, he's going to do. As long as we are giving our all unto him, as long as we are nurturing our relationship with him, as long as we are doing what we say we're going to do, God is going to give us all the things that we desire in our life. If we are wholeheartedly, not half-heartedly, you cannot have a wayward mind with God and thinking he's going to continue to blow blessings into your life. This is something that I had to learn in my whole life. I used to walk around with a mindset asking for a husband, and then I would sit around on the internet and bash men. See, that's what I mean about a wholehearted relationship. I had to clear some things up about me. You cannot do that if you want those different things in your life. You have to go to God with a clean heart, a clean mind, a clean spirit thing. These are the things that God wants for your life, because God wants you to win. He wants you to have a life of abundantly. He wants you to have a life full of promises that he's given you. He wants you to have a life full of substances. He wants you to have joy. He wants you to have peace, saints. He wants you to have love, saints. He wants you to have all the riches of the world if you lay your cares down on him. If you put your sins down and turn away from your old ways and get a renewal of your spirit, saints. This is something that's detrimental for your life, because God's going to be the same God today as he was yesterday, as he is going to be tomorrow and the day before that. It's us that's got to do the changing in our life. It's us that's got to do the changing in our spirit, saints. There's nothing more in this world that he wants for us to be in a blessed place. We have to remove ourselves. We have to remove the things that's not of God. And come into a place to where he know he would do what he says he's going to believe. We have to believe that God has what all the things that he say, the tools and keys and manual is in the manual. Every tool key is in the manual. There are people in the Bible. You can correspond with different things that's going on in your life. You can find the Bible verse. It's as simple as Google it. It's as simple as typing it into the internet. See, people want to get into a place where I can't see the Bible verse, the words too little in the book. Well, you got Google, and Google can zoom it in. You can read it, and you can get the word of Lord, the Lord in your life. And if you cannot, you have a problem with reading. You can simply pray God wholeheartedly what you know in your heart that God knows, and he will send you to the right people in the right places that will help you with that problem. See, you got to cast your cares upon the Lord and know that he's going to do what he say he's going to do, saints. This is something that we all have to learn every day of our life, to know that God stands on his promises. He does not come back void. Trust in the Lord, saints. This is something that I promise you is an enrichment for your life, saints. It's nothing, God, that right now, God, that I will turn back from, saints. It's something that I will continue to walk into boldly, because God is who to show out and show up in my life like never before, saints. And this is something, saints, that I can tell you over and over and over again, but you don't have to believe me. You need to see this for yourself in your life. I can tell you my stories over and over again, and I can tell you the stories out the Bible over and over again, saints, until you tap into your own relationship with God and nurture your relationship with God. Remove the things from yourself that you know you can't go in front of him with. You know what they are. I'm not going to point them out. You point them out before God. He already knows. He just waiting for you to come and ask him to remove it, to ask you to help you. God, help me, God, to help me move this, God. Help me, God, to move this, God. Help me, God, to move this addiction, God. Help me, God, to move this reprobated mind, God. Help me, God, to move the gossip out of my mouth, God. Help me, God, to move the evil out of my heart, God. Ask me, help me, God, to move the sorrow out of my heart. Ask me, help me, God. Help me, God, ask him. Just ask him, saints. Help me, God, to move the worry away from me, God. Help me, God. Help me, God, to move the sorrow out of my heart. Help me, God, to move the mourning out of my heart. Help me, God. Help me, God. Help me walk, God. Help me, God, change my health. But what are you going to do to help God help you? You got to strengthen your faith, expand your faith. Ask God to expand your faith where you know that he's going to work in your life. God is doing things. God is a miracle worker. He works miracles every second. It's not no every day. It's every second miracles are being brought forth and being brought into this world. Every day a child is being born. Every day someone is being blessed in a way in the magnitude that they could not believe. You want to be in a place to where you are receiving in that realm. You want to be in that place to where God got you believing in your blessings, your everything you ask God for wholeheartedly, and he knew that you needed, not what you wanted. He knew what you needed. He brought it forth. That is a blessing in Lord himself right there. That is God telling you right there, I am who I say I am. I do what I say I'm going to do, and I will never leave you, nor shall I ever forsake you. If you turn yourself away from the things of this world and turn yourself of the things of me, I will give you the things that you ask for. Indeed, God, I am a God, same God as yesterday. I am of tomorrow. I am the same God today as I was yesterday. So God, please allow God to come into your life. Thank you, Holy Ghost. And bring forth the manifesting in your life, saint. No matter what you're believing in God for today, that house that you want, you asking God for a house, but are you maintaining the quarters that you have, wholehearted believing in your faith that God's going to do it, but are you keeping your house clean that you got right now? Are you saints? You won't move, but are you taking care of what God has already given you? Are you being content in what God has already given you and being a good steward of what he's already given you so he can see that you will be able to get more? He'll be able to bless you with more. You have to be a good stewardess. You have to be content with what God has in your life at this point in your life so he can continue to bless you in your life. You want better finances. Are you overspending in your money? Are you not home? Are you not saving money? Or do you want a husband? Do you want that wife? But you talk bad about men. You talk bad about women. Do you want that car? Do you want that car, but the first car you had, you didn't take care of it? You won't put no oil in it. You won't put no water in it. You won't put no antifreeze in it. Do you want that job? Are you being a good job, being a good worker at your job that you own right now? Are you doing the applications? Are you doing your interviews? Are you doing your resume right now to get the new job that you want? Because God wants you to take a couple of steps, and he will do the rest, saints. It's up to us to make the steps that God wants us to make in our life, God. Us to stand on our promises also. It's not a one-way street. It's a two-way street. You can ask for God to do all the things you want, but you have to get up. You got to put forth the work. You got to put forth the effort so God can bring forth the manifestation in your life. Yes, I repeated many, many times before, because it needs to get embedded into your spirit. It needs to get embedded into your tell you, but you must see it in front of your own face. That God can do everything he said he would do if you strengthen your faith. Ask God today, Saint, how to expand your faith like never before, Saint. Ask God to pour into you like never before, Saint. Ask God for all the things you want him to ask. You ask him to pour into him what he wants for you in your life. Because, Saint, sometimes we get it misconstrued. We be wanting what we want and not what God wants, and knowing that's what's hindering us right there. We want what we want, not what God wants. It's not good for our life. I learned this on a daily. This is something you have to subject your flesh, beat your flesh, put your flesh under subjugation so God can come in and do what you want him to do, what he needs for you to do, so he can work through you and pour into you and let somebody know that God can bring you from out of the shadows of the dirt into the pool pit. God can bring you from a lost place into the world, into a church. God can bring you forth into a place. If you have strong faith, if you believe in him, God will bring you out of places that you would never thought, you would never know. If you believe, if you know, if you stick in your faith, say so. I ask you today, saints, how strong is your faith, saints? How strong is your faith, saints? Are you truly believing in God? Are you wholeheartedly believing in God? Go before him today. Time to yourself and just go somewhere where there's no one else. I didn't care how loud you get. Close the door. Go outside, go to a park, and you praise his name. You ask God, God, what do you want me to do, God? It's me, God. It's me, God, calling on to you. I need a change, God. I want better, God. I need this, God. I want that, God. But, God, I got this going on, God. I need this change, God. This ain't right, God. I don't feel good with this in me, God. I want it out. Fix it, God. That's how you go to him wholeheartedly, saints. If you don't know, now you know. Now, saints, God, go to God today. Don't rest another night with your spirit not in the place, your soul not connected with God. We do not know the day nor the hour that God's going to come, saints. So go before him today and lay yourself down in front of him and change your heart, saints. It's not hard, saints. What hard is getting yourself out of the way. But once you do that, God is going to bring you to a blessed place, saints. He's going to bring you into peace. He's going to bring you into joy. And I'm not talking about material things. These are spiritual things that I've given. I've had so much peace. I can sleep at night. God can cover me with knowing that God is covering me every night. I have a reprimanded mind. God changed it. God has peaked. God has slowed me down and gave me a mindset to where he's pouring into me and telling me which way to go, which way not to go. Be quiet. Shut up. Sit down when I need to. You must open your ear gates, your heart gates to God today, saints. It's for the detriment of your life. It's not for no one else's life, God. God knows it's not. Holy Ghost, thank you. It's for your life. It's for your family life that's attached to you and all that's coming behind them and behind them and behind them. So, saints, I pray today that you find the speaking that come forth today as something that's a blessing to your life, so you know how wholeheartedly, how truly I love God, and how serious it is for your life, how serious it is for my life. I wish I had a found him a little longer ago, and not right now. I think, I swear to God, I know I would have been a lot farther than I am right now if I had a found him a good 20 years ago. If I had a found him a good 10, good 30 years ago, I would be in a good place. I'm telling my age, I'd be in a good, better place than I am right now. And saints, don't go keep going around that mountain. Strengthen your faith. Know that God can give you everything that he said he can give you. Know that you can get all the things he has for you if you lay yourself down before him wholeheartedly. Clean these things up and go before him and ask him for what he wants for you in your life. Ask God to pull and ask God to expand your faith, because God is a miracle worker. He's working miracles day by day, second by second, minute by minute, hour by hour, saints. So you don't want to be in a place to where you are not receiving the blessings of God. Saints, I pray that this brought you some peace in your life. I hope this brings you some joy. I hope this brings you some understanding. And I hope this finds you well. Back to you, Evangelist.
Thank you, Minister Chiquita. Praise the Lord. How strong is your faith? Listen, if we commit our ways unto him and let him bring the things that we desire to manifest, we can do it. You can do it. It's all about faith and committing your ways to the Lord. Jesus said, all those who labor and are heavy laden should come to him. He promised to ease, relieve, and refresh our souls. His ways, what we must remember is his ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. There are no comparisons. In other words, God knows much better than we do and what we need to do. So as Minister Chiquita said, in other words, let go, let God, and allow him and his actions to deliver, to bring your faith, to allow your faith to get stronger. Saints, we just thank you for you all coming on today and just being into a place where you are able to receive a word of God, to receive words that's going to help you, words that you have to apply. But what you must do, as I always say, in order to receive it, you must believe it. In order to apply it, you must receive and believe. Let go, let God, and then stand back and see how strong is your faith. And not to mention, wait on him. Wait on him patiently as he continues to do a work in us. Again, we thank you for joining us on today. We pray that Apostle Temple, which we already know, he's probably bringing the house down by now. We send our prayers his way. We continue to lift, even in his absence, we thank him and our Queen of the House, First Lady, for continuously making things happen as they multitask and continue to keep God first. I just sit and say to you all, each and every last one of you, enjoy your Sunday. Go out. Just give God the praise. Exalt him. Keep joy and peace in your heart and know that he is so worthy to be praised. I don't care how dark your situation is. If you just keep on looking, keep on moving, and even if you got to squint your eyes, you keep looking for the light, because I promise you, it is at the end of the tunnel. We will continue. We will be on the broadcast tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. We invite you to join in. We invite you to bring others on. When I sit and say the Holy Spirit is moving, and he is moving suddenly. Remember that word, suddenly, because God is doing a new thing, and it is suddenly. He's raising up some people suddenly in the name of Jesus. So we thank you once again all over God's land. And remember, he has the whole world in his hand. He's in control of everything. No matter what is before you, know that God is in control. Again, we thank Minister Chiquita for pouring out the word of God this morning. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Brother Ron, as well. You all go have a peaceful day, and may God continue to bless you in Jesus' name. We'll see you tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Peace.